Hi, Shannon. A lot of updates on this story. Two of the panel's three judges ruled today that President Trump does not have the unilateral authority to knock down the East Wing almost a year ago to build a new 90,000 square foot ballroom, which includes an underground military bunker. The majority of the judges wrote, "We are aware of no instance in American history in which a president unilaterally and using privately collected funds demolished substantial portions of the White House that Congress authorized to be built and American taxpayers paid for until now." The president says he will appeal to the Supreme Court, adding, "The military and Secret Service are viewing this horrendous politically motivated and unlawful ruling as a national security threat to our nation, in that the entire complex is being built for the protection of our country." Now, Shannon, the ballroom is just one of several ways the president is trying to leave a lasting mark on the nation's capital. The 250-foot arch he's proposing between the Lincoln Memorial and Arlington National Cemetery has yet to take shape, but a recent National Park Service assessment points out the structure would change the views of dozens of historic sites. Like the ballroom, there's a lawsuit aimed at blocking the arch. President Trump is also having a new helipad built for Marine One to land on the South Lawn. And there are reports he's already changed his mind a few times on that, Shannon, after construction has already gotten underway.
Okay, so David, he's also been very involved in what's going on at the reflecting pool. It's gotten a lot of attention. What's the latest there?
That's right. He is calling on Jeanine Pirro, the U.S. attorney, once again to publicly change her ruling and what she decided. She decided to drop that case a week ago. We reported it on this show, the case against former Olympian David Hearn, who was charged with vandalizing the pool. Trump said she should revisit her, quote, hastily made decision, arguing once again there was vandalism to the pool. Now, Pirro says the Interior Department withheld evidence proving that David Hearn was not responsible. Instead, her office blames the contractor. The case, though, Shannon, has officially been dismissed.
All right. A lot to keep up with on these landmarks and traditions and memorials around town. David, thank you.
Thank you.